We are in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav, the halachas of the shofar itself. We are up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel. Sif Beis, Hagozel Shofar V'Tokabo Yotza. Afilo Lo Nisyashu Habal Nimenu. If someone steals a shofar and blows in it, he is Yotza, even though the owners have not given up hope. What is this all about? So first of all, the halacha is that unlike all the other mitzvahs, a sukkah and a lulav, when it comes to shofar, a stolen shofar will not render your mitzvah puzzle, because the mitzvah is not the shofar. The mitzvah is not like lulav, where you have to shake or take the lulav. It's not like sukkah, where you have to sit in the sukkah. Here, you just have to hear the sound. The mitzvah is the shmiyah. You have to hear the sound that came out of the shofar. The shmiyah of the sound itself is never something that we would call stolen. That doesn't mean it's mutter to do. It is usur lechatchila. Not only is it usur to steal, but it is usur to use a stolen shofar. Can you borrow someone else's shofar without his permission? So we say that there is an umdana, there's a chazaka, that a person would prefer that someone else fulfills a mitzvah using his money, using his property. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, where unless we know otherwise, unless we know for a fact that this person is makbid gomer, the assumption is that people want you to use their possessions to do mitzvahs. Now, this thing of Acher Yish and Kodem Yish, the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that if someone steals another person's object, even though the other person has given up hope of ever retrieving it, the Ghana for Goslin has not been Kona the object. We paskin that Yish alone does not give the Ghana for Goslin the ability to make it his possession. It's still considered stolen. Whereas, if it changes ownership, so that if the owner was Messiah, she gave up hope, and then it is sold or passed on to somebody else, there the halach is yish, which shinu rishus works, there one is koner. Therefore, if you'll have a situation where a shofar was stolen, but it changed possession, it was given then sold or given to somebody else, so there the halacha would be that person now owns the shofar. It is not considered a stolen shofar anymore. With regard to the halacha here, the halacha is that lechatchila, you don't use a stolen shofar even after yish. How about after yish and shini rishus? So with regard to the mitzvah of shofar, you really could use it, because it already is the possession of whoever's got it. It's his. We no longer relate it back to the first one, but there is a side issue. The halacha is that a stolen shofar is not to be, you cannot make a bracha on it. We paskin that even after yish and shini rishus, you don't make a bracha on a stolen shofar. Therefore, it is not kedai to use a stolen shofar under any circumstances, even if it has changed ownership and is no longer considered stolen, because since historically it was stolen, you cannot make a bracha over this. So you don't go take a shofar in a way that you couldn't make a bracha on it. So that was Siv Beis with regard to a stolen shofar. Siv Gimel, Toka b'shofar shel avodas kochavim. You blew into a shofar that was avodah zarah. What's the case there? Someone actually worshipped it. Someone bowed down to this. Someone actually brought he offered a sacrifice to it. And then you go and you use it for shofar. So the halacha is, Shel Yisrael, if it was owned by a Jew, lo yotza, you're not yotza. Why is that? She'ena b'teila olamis. The halacha is that the avodah zarah of a Jew will never lose the shame avodah zarah, and therefore there will never be any possibility for this becoming mutter b'hanah. Therefore, it's as if it doesn't exist, because it's always going to be asur b'hanah. This is meant to be burnt. It's as if it doesn't exist. It is not choshev enough for us to say that there's something there. Whereas, avol b'shel avodas kachavim shel ovod kachavim, whereas if you're dealing with the avodah zarah of a non-Jew, the halacha is that if a non-Jew is mevatel his avodah zarah, if he breaks it, if he does something disrespectful in front of it, he no longer considers it his god, the halacha would be that you're allowed to, you are yotza with it. Similarly, something that is not the avodah zarah itself, but it's the mishamshim, It was made as something to beautify the Avodah Zarah. So there the halacha is that you shouldn't blow, but if you blew in it, you are Yotza. Why is that? Because here also, since of a non-Jew, he could possibly be mevatel it someday, this day holds that since it could become mutter someday, although it's not yet mutter, because he wasn't mevatel it yet, since the possibility of bittel exists, we would not say that this is non-existent, that it does not have a shear of a shofar. It's insignificant, it's not here. Because he could be mevatel it, and that will then permit its use. The Mishnah Berurah brings down dais that Meshamshei Avodah Zarah, even of a Yisrael, actually could become batel. Where is it that we say that if a Jew owned this Avodah Zarah, it will remain Avodah Zarah forever, so long as a Jew owns it? That's only the Avodah Zarah itself. Meshamshei Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, Yisrael can be mevatlet. He brings down the different shitas in it. So what does it say here then? That Avodah Zarah of a Jew you're not Yotza with, Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew you could be Yotza with. You're not allowed to use it though. Under all circumstances, you shouldn't do this lechatchila. The reason you shouldn't do this lechatchila is because it is mous, is considered disgusting. V'hu shelo niskaven liskospo. That's only if you didn't have kavana to be kone it. Because in niskaven liskospo lo yotza, dahava le'avodas kachavim shel Yisrael. Once you zoch in it, if you pick it up and say, I want this to be mine, then it becomes yours and it's avodah zarah shel Yisrael. Now, how is this? I pick up a non-Jew's Avodah Zarah and it becomes mine? So the Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about an Aveda. He lost it. The halacha is that if you pick up a lost object of a non-Jew and your kavana is to make it yours, you are koning it. So this is the first day in the Mechaber, and that is that so long as it is Jewish, you're not Yotza with it. If it is non-Jewish owned, then you are Yotza with it. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Machmirim, the Afilu B'Shalovu Kachavim, Eino Yotze Elo B'Nizbatel Be'erev Yantif. There's an opinion that holds that so long as the Goy is not Mavatalit, it is not kosher. True, he could be Mavatalit, but until he's Mavatalit, it's Yisurei Hanoah, and is not considered a shofar. So this is the halacha then, according to the Ramah, that if it was not in his bottle, you couldn't use it. Now, why, according to the Ramah, does it have to become bottle on Erev Yantif? Because we're choshish for the deya that there's dichu yetzel mitzvahs. That if at the beginning of Yantif, this was not ro'i for a shofar, because he wasn't mevatel it yet, if he is later mevatel it, we say, yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs, it already was nitche. This was something that was puzzle, you couldn't have used it at the beginning of Yantif, therefore it remains puzzle for all of Yantif. So the halacha, therefore, is that you have to make sure that if you're using avodas the shofar of a non-Jew, that the non-Jew was mevatlet. He said, "This is I'm not using this for avodah zara." Does something disrespectful, sells it, whatever, sells it as a souvenir, something that you don't do to your avodah zara. In such a case, the halacha is that it would be kosher. But if he didn't do that yet, the fact that he could do it is not enough to make this shofar kosher for use. Now, what happens if all you have is a shofar shel avodah zarah of a non-Jew? The Mechaber holds that this is kosher. So the halacha would be that even though l'chatchila you don't use avodah zarah, even of a non-Jew, this is a b'di'evet, you don't have another shofar, you'd be allowed to use it. So the halacha would be that you're allowed, if this is all you've got, you'd actually be allowed to use it. But because of this Ramah, since it wasn't batel before Yantif, you certainly couldn't make a bracha on it.